good afternoon on this Super Bowl Sunday there. Glad to hear you here on Frequency, David. Sounded pretty good. A little bit of a fading there. Propagations, I guess, is up and down, I guess. I guess there's a good nice QSO there on 295 with Jerry, Tim, and Robert, I think, at least. And then there was something else on 290. And I think they picked up on 290, so I kind of want to spread it out there a little bit. We're kind of on top of each other, 5KC apart. But I'm wondering, I think 285 will do okay now, just so long as we're not encroaching and vice versa with sideband. So how's everything going your way there, David? NAYHP, W4GON.
Real good there, Joe. Yeah. I heard Robert and Dan up there, Gas Man, and Tammy over there in Illinois. Yeah, I'm trying out this little radio here. It's the G90, the Zigu G90, and just wonder how it sounds there. About 50 watts. I'm running it through my 811H amp here. It just does 5 watts on the AM. And it does 20 watts on the sideband. So, yeah, propagation's pretty good this evening, but a lot of noise in there and a lot of QR Mary. But, okay, back to you, Joe. You're sounding good here. N8Y.
Oh, fine business there, David. The G90. Yeah, that's funny. Yesterday, I was speaking with another station that was testing out his G90 Whiskey Fox 2 uniform mirror, but he was running at 5 watts. He didn't have it running to an amplifier, and he was quite weak, so I couldn't really give him a good audio report. But you sound exactly like yourself, David. Like, if you hadn't told me that, I wouldn't have known that you were on a different radio. So I think you usually run the 718, and you have that thing dialed in. Always sound phenomenal there. And that G90 is doing the trick. Interesting. Yeah, this little SDR receiver, transceiver, they're nice and small. And from the sounds of it, you know who else has it? Brian, N3TBW, I think, has a G90. Bought it just to play it around, try it out. I don't know if he still has it, but it seems to be a pretty decent little transceiver there. Does it have any good features there that are worth mentioning, or it's just an all-around decent single sideband and apparently a pretty decent AM transceiver? NAYHP, W4GON.
Okay, real good there, Joel. Yeah, I'm surprised with this whole transceiver. It's amazing. It has real good filtering, like the similar to the Flex radio, and it's all adjustable. Right now, I'm running 3500 on the bandwidth, 3500 times 2, that's 7 kilohertz there on the bandwidth. So it looks good on the screen here as I'm transmitting, and boy, it has a real nice display, but it's pretty small. I have a magnifier in front of it. I have a little 7-inch TFT screen I'm going to hook up, and a little camera. Put a camera in front of it there to enlarge the display. But I'm pretty amazed about how nice this thing receives. So it's good to hear that it's transmitting okay too. Yeah, I haven't, I opened up the top and put a little remote external speaker jack in it. It didn't have an external speaker jack. It had a headphone jack. 600 ohm headphone, but it didn't have the 8 ohm external speaker jack, so I put one of those in it, and now I've got the big 9-inch speaker hooked up to it, and you really sound good on your audio there. So back to you there, Joel, in 8YHP.
Alright, NAYHP, DD4GON. Well, I'll tell you what, you're coming in very nicely into North Carolina. Brandon's SDR as well. I'm recording our QSO there so I can go back and listen to it. I'm still fiddling around a bit there with the audio processing on this side here. So I like to kind of listen to myself, make sure I'm not introducing anything strange into the audio change or whatever. But oh wow, yeah, that screen is tiny. That's funny. You had to put a magnifying glass. Yeah, I saw a picture of one of them where I think that they were propping it up in, on a matchbox, and the matchbox was about half as long as the radio itself, and the person's hand would look pretty hard, and they were trying to fiddle with it there. So that is a small radio. I mean, that's perfect for mobile operations. You can put that practically anywhere, and obviously you'd have to run an amplifier, but you put that underneath the seat or something, or in the trunk if you were going to get serious about mobile operations. I've never really gotten into a mobile radio. This the big antennas for HF to me don't look right on cars. It kind of makes them look really ugly, and the wife would never let me drive around with a big old whip or something. But now if I had a big pickup truck or something, I could get away with something more manly like that, you know, a big truck and I'd be driving around like on a CX-7 with a whip. That just doesn't look right, David. But that G90 would be a pretty good option, inexpensive option for a mobile operation. That's pretty cool stuff. And with the filters like you mentioned, so I guess you're saying that the audio, using a good speaker, I think you have widen the receive on it as well. And curious, I'm running 5KC wide, looking on Brandon's, I'm using a good bit of that, pretty close out to a 5KC on the highs. That's one of the things I've been fiddling with the internal process, kind of even out those higher frequencies. But obviously then that means my S's get a little, could get a little annoying. Too much, you know, high frequency S sounds are kind of not a little negative there as well. So that's why I'm recording myself, making sure I'm not doing too aggressive on the highs. But so you're saying it's the receive, it sounds pretty good on a good speaker. You know, that it can open up the bandwidth as well. I think you said, what, 7? You have it out to 7? 14, I think is what you said. And 8 YHP W4G on.
Yeah, I have it out to 7. It's 3.5 up and 3.5 down. And it'll go all the way to 5.4 kilohertz on each side. 54 up and 54 down. And that's pretty wide. That's wider than 10KC there. I was pretty amazed. I didn't know it would do that on transmit. I thought maybe it would stay on 6KC bandwidth, you know. But it'll open up all the way to 10.8KC, and that's pretty wide for AM. But I can see you're about 5KC. That's a good bandwidth there. So yeah, mine's running at 7. So this is real nice. All digital circuitry, and it's 24-bit digital on the receiver. 1 microvolt. I'm going to say 2 microvolt sensitivity on AM, which is excellent. So, and 1/4 of a microvolt on the sideband. So it has a tremendous receiver. And the skirts are just straight down on the filtering. So that's very good. And it has a 48 kilohertz bandwidth on the display. 24 up and 24 down on the screen. So, there's a good YouTube. It's a fellow wearing a green t-shirt driving in the backyard. That's the best YouTube you can watch on this. And he explains everything about it. Of course, it'd been nice if they had put a remote speaker, phone jack in the back, you know, for a remote speaker. Or for an external speaker, rather. So I had to open it up and then drill a hole in the back panel and put a little crack back there. It worked very good. Boy, it really brings out the audio. Your audio is like, sounds like you're sitting right in the room. So, the G90. Yeah, he did. There's a guy. I forget where he was, in New York, I think. On 5 watts yesterday, and you were talking to him. But I didn't go back because I figured he'd hear me on 5 watts. You know, but I was hearing him. freeway, and I'm using a stub on the back of my amplifier, the 1180, shorty stub. I just plugged it in back there, RCA connector, and I'm using the front panel luminal strip to transmit on the amplifier here. So thank you, Joe. W4GON and 818P.
Impressive little radio. NAYHP W4GON. Thanks for the rundown on it. Yeah, I'll check that YouTube video out there. 5.4. So you're able to open up the transmit all the way to 5.4 as well?
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. FYI, I just dropped down a 4KC purposely here. This is a 4KC up, 4KC down. So it's a nice little feature to among the many different things I was able to add by going external speech processing here to this rig. You know, since I built it back in 2017, I was just, well, whatever the rig was is what it was, you know, the bandwidth. And it's really nice to be able to press of the mouse, change your bandwidth depending on conditions and propagation or whatever. So that's like 4 right there. Now that's 5 there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that's switching up to 5. I'm recording myself, so I'm kind of curious how that's going to sound on the air there, but that's back to 5, so, it's mating vintage with modern, get the best of both worlds, get that tube audio sound, but also be able to use the new bells and whistles that just really, it's very helpful. Very neat stuff. A lot of cool stuff you can do with these radios. So fine business there. Yeah, so you heard Mike Cuso with Mira. He's in North Carolina. No, let me see. South Carolina. Landrum, South Carolina. I was his first, I think you said his first AM contact on that little G90. He has a lot of vintage gear. He said he can go up to 1 kilowatt. A lot of with his boat anchor gear, but he was just running straight out, you know, no amplifier or anything. So they're definitely getting more popular there. So just curious, you just picked it up just for the heck of it. You wanted to try it out, or do you have plans there? Or did you get rid of your 718, or what's going on there? I'm just curious. I'm myself looking around for Flex 3000. Maybe one of these days I'll see one on sale and I'll be able to snatch it up for a reasonable price. Gonna try to sell some things here. Gonna sell the Apache, and I'm selling some of my broadcast All American 5 receivers, and just trying to make a couple pennies here and there, a couple bucks to fund my next toy here, which will probably be a SDR radio. Well, it will be an SDR radio. Which one? I'm not sure, but I think it'll probably be the Flex 3000. I think that's a reasonably priced radio now. The newer ones are coming out. Back to you there, David. N8YHP W4GON.
Okay, real good there, Joel. Yeah.